Call this Government Operations Meeting to Order, September 19th. It's 1 p.m. Roll call, please.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congressman Potts? Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congressman Big Horse?
Present. Congressman Goodfox, would you render a prayer for us, please?
Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today and we ask for you to look down upon this committee as we do the work for the SH people. We ask that you humble our hearts, you help us to make good decisions that benefit Osages, wherever they may be. We ask that you look down upon our elders and our youth, all of those that are mourning the loss of a family member or someone that they loved. We ask that you look down upon those with addictions, the incarcerated, widows. We just ask that you forgive us for our sins, Lord, and help us to be all that we can be. All these things we pray in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Congressman. Next is approval of minutes. While you're looking over the minutes, just want to welcome everybody in the audience and those out there listening.
Question.
Congressman Walker.
Page 3, it says Congresswoman Goodfox made the motion to call for the previous question. And then it passed 5-1, but she voted no. Is that how that went?
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes, because I made a motion to table ONCA. I made a motion to table a piece of legislation because the sponsor wasn't here, and we all voted yes. And then Congressman Potts made a motion to bring it back to the table, and I voted no, and everyone else voted yes. And then the discussion really didn't, we ended up tabling it, like 5 minutes later.
Gotcha, never mind. The vote tally doesn't represent the motion. I understand.
Congressman Walker.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
A motion and second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Okay, moving on. Item number 5. We have consideration of some new appointees. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Earlier, I believe it was earlier in the year, we had some discussions about reinstating the Tax Advisory Board and had some discussions with the executive branch and Chief Standing Bear, and very open to reestablishing the role and purposes of what the Tax Advisory Board, what their function is, what their role is. And it cannot be better explained, Mr. Chair. We have a couple of the members here present. If it would be permissible to allow the two members to come forward and further explain their role on the Tax Advisory Board.
Yes, if you ladies will please come forward.
We have room for chairs.
Come on up, ladies. One of you can have a seat here.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon. And when you ladies speak, if you will, these mics are pretty sensitive, so you have to speak kind of close.
Oh, thank you so much.
Ms. Rutherford, do you have the floor?
Your question is why or what are...
Just your role and your purpose of what you do and who you're going to be working with and why you're working with them.
Okay.
And looking for ways to...
Right.
Yep.
We'll be working with the Tax Commission Department and looking... We'll work with them, but we are basically going to be looking for other ways for the nation to collect taxes. As you all know, it's a sovereign right of this nation to collect tax. And in recent years, I believe we've missed out on several opportunities, and I just hate to see us pass that up. As I've told you before, we have continued on our own nickel to go to the NITA conferences, which is the National Intertribal Tax Alliance, where we find out what's happening in Indian Country, what opportunities are available. And it's kind of sad that we're missing out on a lot. And I'd like to see us pursue some of those things. And I believe as a member of this advisory board, we'll advise the chief and his department when things come up, help develop it, then it will come to you. That's my idea of what this is going to do.
Thank you, ma'am. Ms. Wallace, did you have anything to add to that?
No, I don't have anything else to add to it.
Okay.
Okay. Any other members of... Mr. Chair, any
are there any questions or discussion? Congresswoman Pratt?
This is crazy. So I guess just my question is, I realize what your function is. So I guess, and you were previously on the board, correct? Both of you? Okay. And it hasn't been... Was it dissolved like 4 years ago? At the beginning, three or four. So I just wanted to know, I guess, what do you see your role in being any different, or just kind of pick up where you left off, or because, and maybe a little bit of what opportunities, examples of some opportunities that you might be thinking of, because, and what the difference is like when you all. Or with the board previously, like, you know what I mean? Like it has a, weren't able to find a lot at that time. So did you feel like something prohibited you or kind of how it's playing out this time as opposed to before?
This is, the function of this board is going to be totally different. Before we did do some advisory stuff when we go to conferences, but we were also an oversight board. Because that was an income-producing department, and it was required to have a oversight board, and we were ones that went out and checked the smoke shops, make sure everything's going smooth there, make sure that the taxes were being collected off of the machines in the casinos. And that is not going to be our function this time. We're just advising on what we should be going after, what we're... the avenues of opportunity are with tax. It will give us more time. Yes. Right.
Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, Congressman Tillman?
Correct me if I'm not doing this properly, but I would like to make a motion for the members of the Tax Advisory Board, Teresa Bates Rutherford, Beverly Brownfield, and Rhonda Wallace to a 3-year term. Candidates are qualified by education experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, ladies, we'll report this on to Congress for a...
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
Thanks.
Moving on to item number 6, consideration of ONCA 1978, an act to amend the Independent Press Act to establish alternate board members, to make the editor a hired employee position instead of an appointed position, to establish a shield law, and to establish an alternate effective date. And I am not for sure where we left off on this conversation, so Congresswoman Stabler.
It was still with the shield law, and we decided not to remove it. We wanted to work on it and keep it here, so you should have received a third version of the shield law. It's turned into the clerks a couple of days ago.
Just a moment to read over it.
A question.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
So what is this committee amendment form to bill number ONCA 1978? Did we vote on this? It's in our packet. Has this already been voted on or no?
No.
Okay, so this is an amendment you're proposing?
Yes. Third version of section 112.
Okay.
Thank you. Replacement for section 112.
Okay, thank you.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. This is a lot more detailed than what we were working on. I'm much happier with this. Has the editor of the Osage News had an opportunity to read this? And
Ms. Studi, would you like to join us, please?
Yes, I have looked this over, and I have also sent it to our editorial board, and they approve as well.
Okay.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think it clearly identified the clear and I think I called it compelling interest that I was worried about the other day. It's clear and convincing evidence here. It's not applying criminal proceedings. It's much more thorough. I like this a lot better. I'm ready to move forward.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I still am in needing some clarification as to why a community paper needs to be protected from disclosing sources in a court proceeding.
Ms. Studi.
Oh, as our editorial board member, Teresa Lamson and Tara Manthe, have expressed to me, they feel that the Osage News is a national paper for the Osage Nation and not a community newspaper. And two, this is to protect our whistleblowers who come to us.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, by community, I mean the Osage members. So I'm referring to the community being of the Osage Nation. Are you anticipating that you would be in court somewhere?
This is a provision in case something happens, to be ready for a situation such as this.
So, as a way of an example, if the Osage News was sued for slander in a court and there were statements in the Osage News that the allegations were that they were slanderous, then this would protect the Osage News from disclosing the sources of who told them the information that is the subject of the slander.
I believe this does not protect against libel or slander.
Where do I find that?
Congresswoman Stabler.
I don't believe it protects it in this. It'll come in the new version of the criminal code. Libel and slander is in there, new codes for it. Couldn't recite it to you at this moment. But of course, it doesn't protect the person. That's why I wanted to correct Ms. Studi's statement. It doesn't protect the person who, the source. It simply protects the reporter from having to divulge the source, nor does it protect them from subpoena.
But if you don't know the source, and if you don't know the source, and the only person that knows the source is the journalist, how do you get to the source?
Congresswoman.
The judge has that option based on the level. If the judge has that option to make that call, that judgment, on that person. If this is the only person in the case of an extreme, in the case of a witness of a murder or something, they have that right to make that judgment.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Further in Section 3 of A, it states that the information could not, with due diligence, be obtained by alternate means, which means that the judge would be under that clause to say that is the divulging of that source by this reporter is the only way for that source to be obtained. That's the clause, that's the shield that protects that reporter's source. Could not with due diligence be obtained by alternate means. That means there has to be demonstration through evidence or other means to the judge that this is the only person that knows how this happened. You have to give your source up. Because that was one of the only reason I know that, that's one of the main concerns I had with legislative counsel, is trying to get to the bottom of that, because that was needing to be fleshed out.
Congresswoman Stabler.
I've just been notified of an emergency and I have to leave. So I hope you all will consider moving this on through so we can get this bill done. That's all I have.
Sure. Okay. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Okay, so as I understand it, we need to vote on this motion that we have, or this amendment that we have before us. So I'll make a motion to amend ONCA.
Hold on just for a second.
Nobody's made it yet.
She's making it
now. Okay. To amend ONCA 1978, page 6, line 252 through 255, strike lines 252 through 255, and insert A. No journalist shall be required to disclose in a court proceeding either 1. The source of any published or unpublished information obtained in the gathering, receiving, or processing of information for any medium of communication to the public, or 2. Any unpublished information obtained or prepared in gathering, receiving, or processing of information for any medium or communication to the public. 3, unless the court finds that the party seeking the information or identity has established by clear and convincing evidence that such information or identity is relevant to a significant issue in the action and could not with due diligence be obtained by alternate means. B, the journalist privilege stated in this section does not apply with respect to the content or source of allegedly defamatory information in a civil action for defamation wherein the defendant asserts a defense based on the consent or source of such information. C, the journalist privilege stated in this section does not apply to criminal proceedings or to actions in which the court determines there is a substantial Osage Nation interest.
Second. I have a motion and a second to the with this amendment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, moving back to the piece of legislation. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to report out bill number ONCA 1978 to Congress with a due pass as amended.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Congresswoman Edwards.
I have some amendments and I have some discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think there's still some discussion to be had based on appropriations this morning on whether or not we need to make amendments for advisory versus governance board. I don't know that we've had that conversation. I do apologize if I missed it. I was in the other room working on budget things, but I believe that discussion also still needs to happen.
Ms. Duty.
I know that hasn't happened yet, and we postponed our appropriations bill to address the governance versus advisory earlier.
I'll rescind my motion.
Okay, Congresswoman Edwards.
So the act says what's happening with this bill is to amend the Independent Press Act, and I think we need to amend that to put the side of the statute in there. And it says what it's doing in this act is to establish alternate board members, to make the editor a hired employee position, and to establish a shield law. So it says it does three things: to establish alternate board members, to make the editor a hired position, and then to establish a shield law. Well, the very first section that's amended is the purpose of the bill. So it doesn't say in the heading that that's what's going to happen. So if the purpose of the act is going to be changed, then the heading needs to reflect that. And then throughout the bill, there's other changes to sections without just the editorial board, and the editor is addressed. That might be just the hired thing. And then there's also a section on a new section on funding, a new section on branding, a new section on location. So if those all sections are all going to be considered, and I have a problem with the funding because it does provide that the Congress shall fund, and it says how much, well, it says what you have to fund for. If that's what this bill is going to do, then you need to go back and identify all the things that the bill is going to do. Because based on the heading, it says it's going to do three things: establish alternate board members, make the editor an employee position, and establish a shield law.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Well, this is the at least third or fourth time that this piece of legislation has been on the agenda. We've spent more time on this piece of legislation than we have some of the budgets, and that's not an exaggeration. They addressed the branding. They don't have plans to rebrand. The language in there is providing the Osage News to have a brand that they determine, not that the nation determines for them. So some of your questions have actually been addressed in previous committee meetings. So I don't see any issue with a few of those things.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I didn't necessarily say I had an issue with it. I said that the heading of the bill from the very beginning needs to be changed to address what is changed in the law. So I would make some amendments to change the heading based on what's going on here. And I have an amendment to the purpose, and I haven't had an opportunity to present any proposed amendments. We were stuck on shield for the last two times we met. You want me to make the amendments? Well, first, I think it would be appropriate to go through some of the amendments that I have and then see what happens, and then if things get taken out, we can change the heading based on what's in and what's out. Does that make sense?
You have the floor, Congresswoman.
Well, if we're going to change the purpose of the act, I admit, is probably not, probably needs to be changed. My proposal would be at page 1, line 27 through 34, strike lines 27 through 34, and insert: the purpose of this act is to establish the makeup, roles, and responsibilities of the Osage News Editorial Board and the Osage Nation Editor to ensure the publication known as the Osage News is governed by recognized journalistic principles.
Ms. Studi.
Congresswoman Edwards, can I have a copy of all of your proposed changes? I'm having a hard time following.
We have a motion for recess.
So moved. Or was there somebody made the motion?
Recess for 5 minutes.
Fair for you.